His famous statement was, Sur me ro vasei tov. Vasei tov. And so we say, turn away from evil and do good. So he said, Sur me ro, turn away from evil, vasei tov. Make good out of the evil. Take the evil and make good out of it. And this was one of the major points of dispute between, the philosophic dispute between the Misnagdim and the Chassidim. The Misnagdim, the Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes in the Nefesh HaChaim that he writes very, very strongly against that. That's a misinterpretation of the idea of evil in the world. And that evil is evil and good is good. Should not be confused. And that truth is truth and falsehood is falsehood. That was one of the major points of contention. Another point that Chassidus emphasized was prayer, tefillah. Prayer was, in the eyes of the Besht and his disciples, it was a neglected art, especially amongst the common people. And that prayer was the form of communication to God. And that therefore, since they were God-oriented, then much more emphasis had to be placed upon prayer. And the emphasis upon prayer by Chassidim went almost to an extreme. They would prepare themselves for a great deal of time before prayer. They would want to pray with holy people, with the Rebbe together. Prayer formed the central event of the day. And because of that, they put so much emphasis on prayer and on the proper frame of mind and the proper frame of heart that the person had to have while praying, that even matters of halacha were neglected. They were not that punctilious in terms of times of prayer, even though the halacha prescribed certain times of prayer. They in effect said, what good is it to pray on time? They said, if one has a choice between praying on time without any feeling or praying with feeling but past the time, they'll take their chance. God will listen to them when they have the proper kavona, when they have the proper feeling. So in effect they said, any time is good. This naturally again opened up a strong bone of contention between the Chassidim and between their enemies. And the Besht and the Magid, especially in all of their Talmidim, emphasized that prayer was the gate to heaven. That was the way to do it. Because of that, the emphasis on the study of Torah to a certain extent became diminished. Because prayer became its competitor. From the Talmud we see that the Gemara brings us the famous story of Reb Shim ben Yochoi, that he said that prayer is chaye olam hazeh, chaye shoh, and the study of Torah is chaye olam, is eternal life. And to a great extent, among the great scholars, the study of Torah was the supreme and dominant mode of religious expression. Chassidus came and deflected that. They didn't say that chas v'sholom one should not study Torah, and they did not say that Torah was not the centerpiece of Jewish life. But by putting the nuance on God and on prayer, and as we will see, on community, and on the spirit of optimism.